All right, caps are saved, and I guess we're ready to go on this fireside. Asher is out taking victory laps from the war in the north and the mountains, so he's running over the mountains, touching grass, and enjoying his day. I'm Raylos. I'm the head diplomat here for Goonswarm, and today you have to deal with me just the beginning, and then we're going to see all the other guys. First off, I'm going to drop a diplomatic update link into Elysium, and there it is. That is what our diplomatic team has been putting together so you guys can see the political chessboard as it's developed along the galaxy. We're going to also have a recruitment drive. If this is something that's interesting to you, being able to play on that chessboard, CD is where you're going to want to be. We're going to have a recruitment drive that's very unique in the way that we bring people on board. You sign up and apply. You have to go through an intense CI check, and all of these things are going to be expected. Plus, we run through scenarios, and the diplomats will make sure that you are, you know, up to snuff where we need you to be. The recruitment drive will probably be going live next weekend, so keep an eye open for that. Now, as far as some of the other things going on this week, we do have some free SP that's been given out. Make sure that we are saving that up, because, you know, with expansions comes new ways to spend SP. So I would encourage everyone to kind of keep those back where you can spend them as needed. You know, if you've ever been on an Asher fleet, you know, you've got to have extra cargo space. Well, you need to have extra skill points as well to take care of those things. We do have some blue shoot stuff I want to talk to you about. Faction warfare overview. Make sure that you're manually moving your alliance standings above the faction and criminal tags so that we're not shooting blues. As part of CD, that's something we deal with on a regular basis, and we don't want to have to deal with blue shoots. We want to limit that friendly fire as best as possible. So if you will move those above. Now, Minitrue is going to be posting a visual guide soon, so keep an eye out for that on the forums. Gooniversity is also doing faction war stuff, so if you want to join that Gooniversity and give that faction warfare a try, that's an avenue to do that. We do have something coming up soon with that we'll let a little bit later. We're going to have something going on soon with production. Make sure that you're doing your pie. Make sure that you're doing Farmville and Eve, as some people call it, but make sure that you're doing that, because it's not just Farmville and Eve, it's capitals that we get to shoot the enemy with. And so make sure that we're producing our PI. And at this time, Zungan, are you here? No Zungan?
He just unmuted himself.
Gotcha. Yep.
Should be good now, Zungan.
Oh, yes. Oh, Black Ops recruiting. Join, thanks.
There you go. Black Ops, that's going to be fun stuff. For you guys that are interested in that, I would definitely get with Zungan and have him show you the ropes. We do have other things with, like I said, PI's got a lot of different uses. We've got some trade stuff going on, various areas in the world that we're trying to deal with in the galaxy. Make sure that we are focusing on those things. Get plugged into some place that you're interested to play this game. There's no better place. CD is one area. Black Ops is another. There are all kinds of ways to play Eve. The best way is the way that is fun for you. And so I want to encourage you guys to get involved with Eve the best way you can. Another way that Eve does have a way that we have expressions and things like that. Carneros, are you here?
I am, and I'm ready.
All right. We do have live events that we have coming up, and Carneros is going to tell us about Eve Vegas this year.
Yeah, this is going to shock some of you. We're 3 weeks. 3 weeks from Eve Vegas 2023, but it's not too late. June 11th, 8th through 11th in Las Vegas. This year, it's not being made by our beloved and colorful Hyper Viper One. So it hasn't been talked about as much around the Imperium, which is a shame, because it's a wonderful event. I'm going to be going. You can come and have a glass of something with me. 1 second, I'll paste a fleet's burning home from that save. Hang on. The cost is $115 for it. That's mostly goes for the dinner and open bar thing. You're getting a t-shirt and sticker, skins and all that, the usual. Yeah, very nice thing. It's being held at the Rio Las Vegas. We did it at the Rio once a few years ago. I enjoyed it. We'll see how it goes again. The guy that runs it now is in Pandemic Horde and works at the Rio, so he got us some good stuff. Oh, Mineral, I did not know you lived in Vegas. Great. But yeah, so I've been on the planning committee helping them put it together. I should have been talking about it more. There is a thread in our events channel. But yeah, 3 weeks from now, people are getting excited already. I put the link in Elysium to click to sign up for it. The link doesn't look like any of the usual stuff, but it's safe. I have vetted and I'm going.
Cool. Thanks, Carneros.
Okay. Ranger, you got something that you want to bring up?
Yep. So, because if you're not familiar, we are doing the buybacks on the shares. If you've still got specifically Gamma shares, remember we're not paying the dividends on those, but we are still cashing them out. Join the shares channel on Jabber, and one of the finance guys will get that taken care of. So we are doing those buybacks. Just come on in, get your money for the new T2 capitals that are coming out. That's pretty much all I've got for shares.
Okay. We'll open up for questions. We got a lot of directors here that can kind of answer questions. Oh, go ahead.
I had one more thing. So we've been seeing recently the quality of people's requests for help in Delve 911 has been pretty terrible, which obviously, like, it's a stressful situation. You're getting tackled and whatnot. So there's instructions in the topic of that channel of what to do. That helps you get saved. So, like, you need to make sure that you have beeping all in front of your message or people don't get notified. And it's time sensitive, so if we don't get notified, there's a more bigger chance that you die. So, and we don't want that to happen. Also, it's really important to include what is tackling you. You know, if you can get a D scan, that's best. But even just saying, like, there's 30 bombers shooting me, or there's a dread that dropped on my super, or, like, just anything is helpful and will help you not die.
Also, join Beehive. Please stop running crabs on period basis. Everyone can see that you're doing them down there. You're gonna die.
Rasa, if it's Nagas, you're dead already.
Okay, if we've got anybody else with something before we open the Q&A? All right, if you type in your questions in Elysium, we'll try to get those taken care of.
Oh, we pinged about it earlier, but I'll mention it as well. A big welcome to Mist Amaten, who joined us from Horde this week.
Yep, welcome, Mist.
Titanic, never change, man. Never change.
Is there a big button we can push for Faction Warfare?
No. Not that we're going to.
No. As far as I don't, we can't.
Yeah, we're not joining the entire alliance into Faction Warfare.
Oh, no. Please not. That would be a pain in the ass.
Well, looks like we're light on questions today, so.
Yeah. All right, guys.
So Ash will be back next week. Again, he was just out literally touching grass. He's walking around North Carolina somewhere. I don't know.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Toaster. The answer is never.
Send it, Chiquita.